Hello, welcome back to Heart Factor 91390, info and hearing board Harker time dial 7 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Discussions continue right now. And a landlord to become investigators as well. I did ask that question at the start of the show today. Maybe at the moment you become a property owner, you might want to go back to school to study criminology as well, or at least find out how to conduct investigations. Maybe. But here's a story counted the Nigerian Tribune. EFCC to landlords, ignorance, being uneducated, not an excuse to give out houses to Yahoo boys. The EFCC on Wednesday told landlords, caretakers, that ignorance, being uneducated, is not an excuse in implementing the law against the use of the premises for fraud, Yahoo, or other criminal activities. Now, speaking during a Twitter engagement on Wednesday evening, officials of the EFCC said the onus was on landlords to do due diligence, do a background check of their prospective customers, ask basic documents and verify the particulars they are given. Deputy Director, Legal and Prosecution, Silvanus Tahir, and Assistant Director, Legal and Prosecution, Cosmos Ugu, led the conversation. They noted it was imperative for landlords not educated to engage those who are educated to assist them in asking relevant questions and verifying the particulars of those they want to let their houses to. They explained that the commission was simply enforcing the provision of Section 3 of Advanced Free Fraud and Other Fraud-Related Offences Act 2006, which stipulates thus, quote, a person who, being the occupier or is concerned in the management of any premises, causes or knowingly permits the premises to be used for any purpose which constitutes an offence under this Act is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to imprisonment for a term of not less than 5 years without the option of a fine. There you have it. That's a story. I'm asking you, should property owners and managers be held liable for the crimes of tenants? Let's get your take on that via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. The phone lines will be open shortly. But joining me via phone for this conversation, I've got Henry Akinde. He's a lawyer, national legal advisor with the Committee for the Defense of Human Rights. Henry Akinde, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being with you.
Let's get right to it then. Straight to the crux of the matter. Are property owners or managers liable for the crimes committed by their tenants?
No, they are not. Straight and direct answer. If only the reason is because they own a property where crime is being committed, whether in the property, around the property, or a tenant in the property committing a crime elsewhere. It is not any case of vicarious liability on the owner of the property where a criminal suspect lives. There is no such law as of now.
All right, so based on this article and several others that I have seen from the EFCC engagement to the public, I believe it was via Twitter, they insist, and these are, by the way, the legal deputy director, legal and prosecution of EFCC, Silvanus Tahir, also assistant director, legal and prosecution, Cosmos Ugu. They say that it is in the collective interest of landlords and caretakers to do due diligence, else they would fall guilty of extant laws. They said the onus was on landlords to do due diligence, do a background check of their prospective customers, ask for basic documents, and verify the particulars that they are given. Do property owners and managers have such a responsibility to do background checks on prospective tenants, verify documents, and all of that? Basically, do a background check. So, for example, if someone says, I'm a doctor, we have to go, and they say they're practicing medicine in Chicago, for example, then you have to travel to Chicago or call the Chicago Medical Center, I don't know, to confirm if Dr. Olaiwola truly is working there. For example, are they bound by law to do that?
That is another consideration that is not known to law, and I challenge the EFCC, even if it is the head of legal department or unit of the EFCC, and I expected that he would have made direct reference to that law that places criminal responsibility on any citizen of this country who owns a property to carry out due diligence and failure to do so, that that person commits an offense. Though it could be reasonable, no doubt, for those kind of requirements to be carried out by any landlord. But the reasonableness of that kind of requirement does not turn to law clearly that you can enforce and, of course, punish a citizen for. So I challenge again, I do not think, to the best of my knowledge, that the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission Establishment Act and all of the other legislations in respect to financial crime, economic and financial crimes, that the EFCC under Section 7 is empowered to enforce, that any of these laws would provide expressly that any owner of property who fails to profile his prospective tenants and then assumes that the tenant is a legitimate tenant and takes the tenant in, not for the purpose of committing an offense, not for the purpose of concealing that person from any offense, but ordinary business purpose of taking in a tenant, then that person would have committed an offense, is not yet known to law. Except they are desiring to amend those legislations, including the EFCC Act, to provide for that. But at the moment, I'm afraid I am not sure that we have any such extant provision of our laws.
Now, this EFCC officials cited certain provisions, and said provisions, by the way, Section 3 of Advanced Free Fraud and Other Fraud-Related Offences Act 2006, which stipulates, and I quote, a person who, being the occupier or is concerned in the management of any premises, causes or knowingly permits the premises to be used for any purpose which constitutes an offence under this Act is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction to imprisonment for a term of not less than 5 years without the option of a fine. What would be the correct interpretation of this provision?
So, Daniel, you see, in law, the line could be slim, but it makes a whole lot of difference. This section of the advance report that you've read is clear. It is if the landlord or the owner of a property brings in a tenant for the purpose, that is very instructive, for the purpose of committing any of the offenses in that act. Even in the EFCC Act, we have similar provisions. That's why I am being very careful that the economic and financial crimes officials should have been particular with the reference to the section of the law and interpret it as it is. Even in the EFCC Act, you have similar situations. If for the purpose of committing any of the offenses in that act and he brings in a tenant, then of course he has committed an offense. You see, it's not just being a landlord in this regard, but we are worried because the statement of the EFCC is simply to the effect that landlords who have tenants that commit offenses in their property risk. But apparently, if you are a landlord and you build a property, and I explained somewhere else, and the purpose is for you to bring in tenants to probably use that place as a veritable grounds to commit offenses, you are not just condoning, you are not just aiding, you are a party to that offense. Then it's reasonable and expected, of course, that that owner is not just seen as a landlord, but is a participant in the commission of that crime and becomes a principal party, not even just an accessory to that offense.
So what you're saying basically is if I rent a property out to a person, of course, I mean, like you said a while ago, you used the word reasonable, and there are certain things that are reasonable and might be expected of any property owner or property manager. If I were a property manager or owner and the person were to accost me with the intent of renting any of my properties, I think it's reasonable for me to ask them what their stock in trade is. Who are you? What do you do? And the person says, I'm a doctor, or the person says, I'm a student, or the person says, I'm an engineer. And then even the person shows me credentials that proves that they are indeed a doctor or a student or an engineer. And the person, upon getting access to my premises or to my property after it's been rented to that person, the person then engages in a criminal activity, for example, in this case, internet fraud, you're saying that I am not in any way, being the property owner, liable for the criminal act of that person because I did not rent my property to that person to commit internet fraud.
If I heard you clearly, there is always the purpose of any transaction in terms of tenancy. I have a property, it's common practice, and then prospective tenants come. Even where I have a policy of profiling my prospective tenants, I would not be a soothsayer. I do not have any legal responsibility to see beyond whatever reasonably is a reasonable man's test that a tenant will tell me he or she wants the property for. I want the property for a commercial purpose or for residential purpose. I profile you maybe where you are from, and then whatever business you do for the purpose of probably ensuring that you'll be able to pay my rent, and even your good conduct and good character, and you give me all of the positives, and I admit you as a tenant in my property without any intention to connive with you or to aid you or to abate to intervene to support you in committing any offense. And then in the event of your being in my premises, I'm a tenant in my office here now, and then my landlady didn't bring me here for the purpose of committing any offense. I didn't come here for any purpose of committing any offense. And then eventually I turn my law firm to a place where crime is committed. Then ipso facto, just on the face of being my landlady, and then she'll be arrested or her property will risk any future confiscation. It is not the law. It's quite different from the advanced before act you referred to, where for the purpose, and I've said so too somewhere, where certain persons may actually build a property, maybe in a secluded area, perhaps a hotel, and to your knowledge that these persons are coming to commit an offense, and that knowledge has to be established. Even in the ESCC Act, they said to the knowledge of the owner of the asset or the property, that knowledge in itself is an essential ingredient that has to be established so that the landlord now will not just be a landlord, qua landlord, ordinary landlord, but with some person who has become a party to that offense. That is only when the ESCC can arrest such a person as a criminal suspect, connecting that person to the alleged offense and investigating that person and establishing that knowledge. But ordinarily, and that's why we seek to speak now, so that the ESCC will not begin to just arrest citizens indiscriminately, people who own property, and eventually their tenants turn to be criminal suspects. There is no offense known to any of our laws that owns a property and having tenants means you have committed an offense. Ordinarily, no.
So, Henry.
But there is an offense where if you aid and abet, or you conceal or resource or means of committing an offense, or you later have someone who has committed an offense, and to your knowledge, you know that he has committed an offense and is running from security agencies, that is accessory after the fact. All of these will make that individual not just a landlord, but a party to the offense.
So Henry, pardon me. So what you're saying basically is, also by my interpretation, if the EFCC harasses a landlord or a property owner, a manager, or harasses such a person simply on the basis, entirely just on the basis that the person is the property owner of an established or known criminal, that would amount to a violation of that property owner's rights.
Yes, apparently. It will. Except until if they carry out their investigation on the allegation and is established that that person was linked to that crime. But ordinarily, it's a violation of the right of that citizen to own property in this country and deal with property within the purview of the law as he wills, which includes letting his property for tenants, either for residential purpose or for commercial purpose. Without more, if it is without more, then it will be a violation of the right of that citizen, of that landlord, and then, of course, it will be actionable against the EFCC or any other agency in that regard.
Oh, via WhatsApp, I've got a comment, a question, well, a comment more like it. I agree with EFCC. Not only landlords, every citizen of any country is obliged to report observed crime to the police, and that's from Eric. But Eric What I think you're getting it wrong, Eric. You're saying that if you have observed a crime, now every citizen, you're right, is expected to report to the authorities if you observe a crime being committed. But that is quite different from what's happening here. The landlord is not said to have observed a crime. The property owner is not said to have observed a crime. The EFCC appears to be saying, if your tenant has committed a crime, for the singular fact that you are the property owner or the landlord or the property manager, you are liable as well. Henry, am I right when I say that observing a crime being committed, as Eric has posted in his message here, appears to be different from the EFCC stance?
Yes, it's different. That scenario, what a caller or a contributor is making, is quite different from what we are worried about with the EFCC supposed stance. Now, the fear and the challenge is that if the EFCC stance now is allowed to be effective, then we'll have a chaotic situation where we wonder what will happen in our real estate sector. What will happen to innocent citizens who indeed have no connection whatsoever or have no relationship beyond being the landlord of a tenant in the commission of a crime by the tenant? That will be unconscionable, that will be illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional. The Constitution is clear. No person in this country shall be held guilty of a criminal offense, up to the extent even being alleged, or any offense that is unknown to law. And at the moment, I've just said, Dio, that there is no law clearly that if you own a property and Mr. A, your tenant, commits an offense, not to your knowledge, not to your involvement, not for any contribution of yours, and the purpose of your bringing him in is to commit an offense, that constitutes an offense in our laws. No. But I've repeated that in circumstances where, under the Criminal Codes Act, and of course Criminal Code Law of River State and other states that have domesticated the Criminal Code Act, you have the situation where clearly Section 7 will tell you who parties to offenses are.
Henry, I apologize. I must go for a commercial break right now, Henry. Henry must go for a commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Fact in Nigeria Info. Here in Port Harcourt, I'm Dio. EFCC to landlords, ignorant, being uneducated, not an excuse to give out houses to Yahoo boys. So we'll discuss right now. My guest, Henry Kinem, once again, is National Legal Advisor with the CDHR. Henry, welcome back to Hard Facts.
Thank you, Dio, for having me back.
Join the conversation as well. Lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003. Or 0817-93-0007. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Let's get your take on this. And via Facebook, Vitalist Matter goes, Diagonal Section 6 establishing the EFCC doesn't give EFCC such rights, neither does Section 7 of the EFCC Act that stipulates the special powers of the EFCC doesn't even give them such rights. This is just a case of misplaced priority for me. All right, let's get your take as well. Once again, also via Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, and WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. If EFCC is serious with this, the new order, then they should go ahead and arrest those who sell clothes, cars, and food to those Yahoo boys, since they lack knowledge of what to do. And that's from Prince. Maybe unknowingly to us, EFCC has their own personal constitution. Nigeria, anything is possible. Please, landlords should be careful. Should landlords be afraid, Henry? Maybe the EFCC acting on laws or provisions or acts unknown to most Nigerians?
Could you please take that again?
I said, should landlords be careful or be afraid because the EFCC might be acting on laws or provisions or acts unknown to most Nigerians?
Well, and that's the worry, the apprehension that may now be in the minds of landlords and how it probably could even affect the rights of citizens. And beyond that, also affect the real sector, the real estate sector, and then business generally, if I got that. Then, of course, for the purpose of actually even enforcing our laws, so we do not run the risk of allowing security agencies for their own interest and probably interest not known to law to invent things that are not within our laws or to misinterpret and misapply provisions of their own statutes, because there may be a resemblance of some provisions in the Enabling Act of the EFCC, the Establishment Act, and other laws that they are empowered to enforce, but not in that straitjacket directive that they are giving now.
Henry?
Circumstances, yes, please.
Please hold the thought. Let's go to the phone lines. Bright for me and Agua, you're welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
I think I agree with what the EFCC has said, but they should just make it as a law. Because I think so many states have this law whereby they said if your building is being used for kidnapping or to abort a kidnapped victim, that they will steal the building and even destroy it. I think so many states have that law in place. But I don't think that is far from what...
Bright.
Yes.
Hello, Bright, can you hear me?
Can hear you.
So, Bright, if you have a property and you rent a property out to maybe a doctor, for example, and maybe you even decided to go back to school to study criminology because you are now a property owner, and when this person came to you to rent a property, you carried out forensic investigation. In fact, you contacted a friend in the FBI and in the CIA, and they gave you a background check. In fact, you know the name of this person's dog when he was in primary school. But somehow along the line, this fellow decided to go into a life of crime. Maybe decided to start trafficking in persons after renting your property. Decided, you know, to maybe the person engaged in illegal trafficking in persons or, you know, selling babies or things like that in the hospital where the person works. Remember, the person's a doctor, by the way. And then it is found out the person is a... Hold on. I'm getting there, Bright. I'm almost there. And then they find out the person, this doctor, commits a crime. So you're saying, Bright, that you will not mind if the authorities come to arrest you, prosecute you, throw you in jail, and possibly even auction off your property because of this doctor's crime.
The authorities can't just come and arrest me and throw me into jail.
Hello, Bright.
There will be a court process. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely, the authority cannot just come arrest me and throw me into jail, because there will be a court process before we talk about jail, right?
What should that court process prove, as far as you're concerned?
During that process, because you'll be taken to court first to prove that you are guilty of what they're accusing you of.
No, Bright, hold on. What would you be guilty of? What do you think
that
you should be? Hold on, Bright. I will ask you my question, then you will answer, Bright. Don't need to rush. Just calm down. Okay, I will give you time to respond. Now, in your estimation, what should you be guilty of before you are thrown in jail and your property auctioned off?
You should be guilty of having a tenant that's involved in criminality.
So, Bright, once again. You've answered the question already, Bright. You've answered. So, once again, the story I gave out just a while ago, based on that story only, and it will not be hard to prove this in court, by the way, you should be thrown in jail and your property auctioned off.
But you have to prove it in court that I did my own diligence. I don't know what else he went to. Because I know why I'm saying this. I live here in Bayelsa.
No. Hold on. No need to give another scenario. I just painted a scenario. Based on the scenario I gave, you're trying to find out what the person does.
Scenario. It shouldn't be based on your own scenario that you are facing.
No.
Let it make it the way it is.
No.
Let me see.
Bright, there's only one reason you're arguing with this, because you don't think it makes sense, actually. That's why you're struggling.
No. Listen.
Okay,
I'm
listening.
I have seen landlords, even the one across me here,
who say they want to rent their house out to Yahoo Voice that they can pay better.
Bright, I just gave you a scenario of somebody who is a doctor. You even, in fact, you may have even gone to the hospital where that person is working, and the person
now,
treated
you. Now, it is nice for you to show the court that you did your own due diligence, that you did everything. You don't know what he has involved himself later on.
Which is the point that my guest has been making all this while? Because once again, the law only states that the person either is aware of the crime or is a participant in the crime as well. What you are saying, Bright, is that...
The one for kidnapping that state are executing now. What happened to that one? Where they say if you ask the police for a kidnap, that you have to be destroyed.
I'm not sure...
I asked for somebody I think is credible enough.
Bright, if you would take the time to listen to yourself, I'm not sure what your argument is really. Because by what you are saying right now, you're saying that if it cannot be proven that the property owner is involved in the crime or aids the crime in any way, then the person is not guilty. That's what you're saying, Bright. Am I right?
If the property owner can prove to the court that he did his own due diligence, and he discovered that this man, whatever, everything, everything that information was correct, that he was a doctor, he was this, he was that, but this other side was not known until before the property was given to him. Then it is left for he can be set free.
Okay.
No, because most of them, they know. That's what I'm just
that,
telling you.
Bright, listen, just calm down, Bright. That is what the law says right now. Bright, hold on. I have to end this conversation with you. We're not making progress, obviously. That is not what you are saying. You started by saying, I agree with the EFCC, they should put that into the law. That's what you said. So we're not saying the same thing.
When you get the National Assembly, they will do some brushing now.
Okay, Bright, I have to move on. But Henry, what do you make of the last caller's comments?
Yes, I'm just listening, and then I think it's turning the law, unfortunately, upside down. And that's one problem we're having. Apparently, he made reference to harboring. The thought of harboring, that's what we're saying. Harboring means you must have the knowledge. You know that this person is committing an offense, or especially the person has committed an offense and is on a run. Then you conceal this person and you harbor him. And I've said repeatedly, like you confirmed, that's the different scenario. I've also said when you do different things to prevent a person, maybe your tenant, yes, but you're not preventing this your tenant who, to your knowledge, has committed an offense or is now committing this internet fraud in your property, you have come to the knowledge of it and you're preventing the security agencies to get at him, or you're concealing him, or they have actually got at him and he runs to the house, then you conceal him. Those are facts that have changed from just being a landlord, but has turned to an accessory after the fact, or has made you as a party to the offense in one of the clauses or the other under Section 7. But clearly that you are just an owner of a property and then you're committing an offense is not anywhere in the law. Even EFCC cannot refer to any section. And let me say one again. It is not the onus of the accused person to prove his guilt or otherwise. The caller was saying, oh, it should be arrested even when there is no such law. Let him go and prove in the court. No, that's not our law. And that's the most unfortunate thing. If we do so, we're encouraging the security agencies to do what we are complaining about. Before a security agent approaches you for an arrest, the law must already exist, listeners. And they have a responsibility and a duty, and it is your right that they must even tell you that law that exists for which they are arresting you. So if you are to arrest the landlord today, which law will the FCC say that you have committed and I'm arresting you for? You cannot say there is a law that says if you're a landlord and then someone is committing an offense in your property, you have committed and it's on that law we are arresting you. So there is no such law. It is not our law that you arrest the person in a vacuum and then you go to court and then the person will be the one to establish his innocence. No, he's already presumed innocent. It is the FCC that will establish his guilt. That's our law, especially in criminal proceedings.
And
even in civil.
We have to wrap up the conversation right now. I believe you've been clear enough on this. But an interesting comment here via WhatsApp. The best, in my opinion, is that landlords should be the first now to invite the DSS themselves to profile existing occupants of their property because this country is unpredictable. I imagine that's just this person being quite funny. But it is funny, really. Maybe that's what landlords should do right now. Invite DSS.
That is
just
the agencies will be overwhelmed because if every landlord and investors in real estate would have to take that process first, then all the security agencies will be everywhere in one house or the other trying to profile prospective tenants with owners of the property.
Oh, thanks for joining the conversation. Henry Kene is a lawyer, national legal advisor with the Committee for the Defense of Human Rights. Henry, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dario, all the time.
And please know your rights. It's very important. That's why we have the conversations that we have here, so that to ensure that we can have a decent society for everyone, for civilians and security agents as well.